Hello.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi.
I'm just going through some of like the extra junk and poking around here or there on HHA. I came across the case David Brownlee, who got approved for 0 hours, and I see you just restarted chasing him.
Yeah, we're trying to get him a new service coordinator to probably give him a new assessment, and maybe you.
How many appeals has he done? Because let me tell you more about the appeals process. It has nothing to do with the SC.
Okay.
Okay, the way it works is you get an assessment, and the assessment is the same regardless of service coordinator. It's a series of like between 50 to 100 questions, and it covers living environment, health, fall risks, all different fun stuff. How many people are in the household, what tasks you normally need to be done,
Okay.
and it's always the same questions. And they take those questions and they submit it to the UM. And the UM, which is someone you can't talk to, there's no phone number, they do that purposely. The UM makes a determination based on the answers of those questions, and the health history, the background.
Okay.
So if they get denied, if you get approved for 0 hours, right, it's the
Right.
same thing as any assessment being reduced or it's the same thing. The process is you can appeal it up to 3 times. You need to appeal it within 10 days. If you don't appeal it within 10 days, then it's the same process, but it's called a grievance. Either way, if you do a grievance or an appeal, the difference is that if you have hours and they get reduced or eliminated and you appeal, then they get returned until the outcome. If you wait after 10 days, then a grievance, whatever the new hours are, stay in place during the reassessment. Regardless, after that appeal, all appeal does is triggers another assessment. The SC goes out again, asks the same questions again, and submits the same questions to the UM again. And the UM reviews it again. That's why on appeals, 90% of the time, at least 90% of the time, nothing happens because it's the same process over and
Got it.
over.
Right.
Once you go through your first appeal and get denied, it's almost worthless to keep going. I have seen cases where it gets overturned. It's rare. The third appeal is done by an outside third-party entity, but the same regulatory requirements that are on Keystone for assessments are also on that third party. The state determines how the hours, we don't know the exact formula, but it is regulated by the state
Okay.
on how they're allowed to determine hours. There is some regulation regarding it, and they're typically pretty fair, as is evidenced by the average 60 hours a client we have.
Okay,
So,
I'm hearing you.
yeah, so 9 months in, it's usually beating a dead horse with a stick over and over and over. Additionally, they're not even communicating with us properly. But it is highly unlikely that this gentleman gets any services, at least at his present in the present state.
I think from my understanding, I think they said that his condition changed or worsened.
He's 25 years old. I mean, he's
Yeah.
yeah, he's I'm sorry, he's 33. He's 33 years old, you know? And
Yeah,
he was
okay.
determined to have 0 hours. So that should tell you most of what.
I didn't know it as well as you just explained. So,
And this appeal to, yeah.
he is on my sheet, so I do have to, I mean, they
Okay.
are, he is in the numbers, so I just probably, I mean, would you put this down on the sheet, on the smart sheet, and we could just discharge it? Do you
Well,
want to
I
write
would
this?
tell you that it's a waste of time. Listen, I could always be wrong, but from my experience with appeals, and I've seen probably thousands at this time,
Okay.
at this point, right?
Yep.
You got a 33-year-old that's been denied, that's been that initial assessment denial and appeal denial,
Yeah.
right? So at this point, it's highly unlikely that present, unless there was a serious hospitalization. If there was a serious hospitalization, you know what I could do? Hold on 1 second. I'll just tell you determining, because this is Keystone, so I'll pull his hospitalization record. Give me one, I'll pull Navinet. I could pull his, unless he has like a weird insurance rider,
Right.
I can pull it from Navinet. Hold on. says my computer.
Also, in general, this is once they get approved with the waiver, but before the waiver, if the county denies them, what do you think about the appeal in that situation? Because I have one or two patients in that position.
County denial is financial.
That's always financial. Okay.
Yeah. The Medicaid is at its base. Medicaid is simply low-income health insurance. That's what Medicaid is, period, end of story. The states and federal government have bloated Medicaid ad infinitum by adding these add-on services. You ever wondered why it's called a waiver?
Not at all. Yeah, I mean.
It's called a waiver because even though it's only Medicaid is only health insurance, it waives the restrictions to allow additional services. So they shoved more services into a program that was never designed for it. And that's how they do it, because it's medical related. That's why they're usually called waivers. At least that's what the OLTL told me. Anyway, from the county side, it's financial. Okay, the Medicaid yes or no, right? Medicaid itself is financial.
Okay.
Then after that, you get to the waiver. Waiver is for a disability of some sort, right? And and that's determined whether he is disabled or not. It's determined by a third-party company called Maximus, who is a international contractor to government agencies, state and federal. So, and then they do in some states, Maximus runs everything. In some states, they just do certain assessments. So for the counties of Pennsylvania and many other states, they do the medical assessments for waiver eligibility. The nurse determines that they're medically eligible for a waiver. The county determines that they're financially eligible for Medicaid, and you go forward from there. Now, just because they are disabled, it can be almost anything. So who says that they're disabled? I'm in the middle of pulling up David Brownlee's hospitalization record just to get some little clarity. It's coming up now. So here it is. So he's had no hospitalizations in the last 3 months, no ER visits, no inpatient admissions, no observations, no medications.
Oh, my goodness.
He is morbidly obese. That's his disability.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
According to the nurse that saw him in December.
Okay. Wow.
He's just morbidly obese. So he's fat. That is his disability. Can't work because he's fat.
Okay.
And not, you know, maybe he's morbidly obese means medically he's over 300 pounds. His BMI would have to be over 40%, I think, is the determining factor, which is very high. He's over 300 pounds. It could be 400. It could be 500. Whatever it is, he's young and morbidly obese, and the insurance determined that that's not enough to get home care services at his age with his household environment. It's an extreme waste of time, in my opinion.
Okay, now I guess I just have to put that in the notes.
You can discuss it with Josh and Judah, right? But
okay.
Like at 9 months with a zero and with a months ago appeal, it's beating a dead horse. I know you shouldn't jump. We shouldn't jump. We shouldn't jump out the system.
Okay. Fine. No, I just won't waste my time. That's really what it is.
Right. That's exactly what I mean. So
yeah,
you can discuss with Judah and or Josh or whoever, what I told you, and you know they can decide from there. But in my opinion, this is a complete waste of time. Like I said, 33 years old, determined multiple times by the insurance to not be able to receive to not be eligible for home care, and his whole medical history has no ER visits, no hospitalizations, no medications. And it just says that a nurse determined that his medical is that he's morbidly obese. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I got it. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know and for taking your time out to call about this.
No problem. Listen, every little bit counts, and man hours are important with our staff. So.
Yeah. I do appreciate that immensely. So thank you. I'll put that in right now. Okay.
Yeah, Melissa just put in a note. You could. That's a different case.
Okay. All right, let me fix this up here. But thank you again. I do appreciate it.
No problem at all.
All righty. Take care. Bye.